Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back
for Get ready for the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
Several popes, Jesus carrying his own damn cross, or carrying just enough rope. Here on the avenue of the Americas, larger than life behind makeup and mask, everything America is a lost in a ritualized hell. Also the children won't ask, also we won't have to tell. It's a yearly meeting of the Nevermind, the artists, the actors, the clowns. On this night and this night only, it is the only show in town where all of your worst nightmares, where all of your wildest dreams, the pagans and gays and the spectacles, a riot of color and screams. Here on the avenue of the Americas, larger than life behind makeup and masks, everything America is afraid of is lost in a ritualized hell. Also the children, so we won't have to tell. It's a morning after the night before, and hanging in the leftover leaves, inflated balloons and streamers in the thin arms of the dying trees. There is an awkward silence as awkward couples come and go, looking sadly at this boulevard, wondering if and when they'll know. Here on the avenue of the Americas, larger than life behind makeup and mask, everything America is afraid of is lost in a ritualized hell. All so the children won't ask, all so we won't have to tell.
The great Jack Hardy there for you, folks, and the Halloween Parade starting off this episode of Out of the Woods. I'm Chip Calkard. Be with you for the next 3 hours here, spinning mostly acoustic music on our Halloween special for this year, which is my favorite holiday, of course, because it is also the day I was born. So, yes, am I scary enough for you? I hope so. I hope we spook you out a little bit tonight here on the show. We've got a lot of great stuff lined up for you. This show is being pre-recorded, so if there is any future requests or comments about the program, I have an email for you that you can send me messages at, which is outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you. I'll get right back to you. I'm very good about catching up on the email and stuff, so go ahead and send me a note. We're going to keep things going right now. This is an old classic, great one for Halloween, a little bit of a ghost story here. It's The Long Black Veil, Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys.
Ten years ago on a cold dark night, someone was killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, although it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms of my best friend the wife. She walked these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night went well. Nobody knows but me. The scaffold was high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. No. Nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Cool. walking in the backyard. How can that dog be scratching at the back door? We ran over him years ago. How can that dog be lying under that shady tree? Backyard.
Eli Renfrow killed his wife with a long sharp Bowie knife. He packed her up and he put her in the ground. Death by hanging was to be his fate, and old Eli filled with hate put a curse on the entire town. Can't you hear when the moon is bright and clear from time to time? It's old Eli dragging chains and mourning people's names. I just hope and pray he never thinks of mine. It chilled my blood and it shook my knees, the kind of a thing that would make a man run wild.
Can't you hear when the moon is bright and clear from time to time?
It's old Eli dragging chains and mourning people's names. Hope and pray he never thinks of mine. So if you leave town before I do, don't look back, I'm a coming through. Packing my things and I'm going far away. Well, it's said that you can't run away from a curse. Maybe this time I'll be the first, 'cause there ain't nobody here gonna make me stay.
Can't you hear when the moon is bright and clear from time to time?
It's old Eli dragging chains
and mourning people's names.
I just hope and pray he never thinks of mine. I just hope and pray he never thinks of mine. I just hope and pray he never thinks of mine.
In the hills of North Carolina, since the times of the early settlers, a strange light has been witnessed near the top of Brown Mountain. To this day, no one can explain the mystery of the Brown Mountain Light.
High on the mountain and down in the valley below, it shines like the crown of an angel and fades as the mists come and go. Night after night until dawn, that lonely old slave comes back from the grave, a searching for his master who's long gone on. In the days of the old covered wagons, while camped on the flats for the night. Oh, the moon shone dim on the old canyon rim as they watched for the brown mountain light. High on the mountain and down in the valley below, it shines like the crown of an angel and fades as the mists come and go. Way over yonder, night after night until dawn, that lonely old slave comes back from the grave, the searching for his master who's long gone. Southern planter went hunting in the wild woods alone, and it's then so they say that the hunter lost his way and never returned to his home. His trusty old sleigh brought a lantern, searching day and night but in vain. Now the old slave is gone, but his spirit lingers on, and the light still seems just the same. And down in the valley below, it shines like the crown of an angel and fades as the mists come and go. Way over yonder, night after night until dawn, that lonely old slave comes back from the grave, the searching. Long gone on, searching for his master who's long gone on.
To the flame where the heat is so clear, where there's nowhere left to hide. The smoke curls inside the blue cellophane, the neon shatters. Days she spent in despair. Small cafes with her coat on the chair. The horse's head from the dust cover stared. How it stared. How it stared. The stable were clean. The locks of the mane, the veins of the neck were taut, and the nostrils were lean. And in all her days, she'd been waiting for this ride. Thundering hooves and the moment to decide, the thrust of thighs. voices and a scream from deep inside, deep inside, deep inside. At the edge of the flame, where it always has been, as long as you don't reach inside. She swallowed the wine, she shattered the glass, she somehow felt denied. The night, the waiter paced the room, wondering how and where and when to make his move. He stooped to sweep the glass, return the stiffened broom, and she was gone. She was gone.
Jack Hardy, spooking you out here on Out of the Woods. Yes, indeed. You're going to hear a lot from Jack tonight. He's always been one of my favorites for a nice spooky and dark theme in a song. So there you have it. That one was The Nightmare. We did start off the show with Jack as well. We lost Jack back in March, kind of unexpectedly, at least to the public, and it was kind of a shock. And I did a whole show dedicated to him shortly after he passed. But every year we like to whip out a lot of Jack Hardy for the Halloween show, and that is what we have going on tonight. Chip Colquhart here with you, Out of the Woods, coming to you from central New Hampshire, and we'll be with you for another couple hours plus, and Halloween, yes indeed. All right, we're going to keep it going, though, and tell you what you had there first, though. The VW Boys doing Brown Mountain Light from their CD Retroactive. I usually play the old Country Gentleman version on the Halloween show, but that one came out this year, and I put it in the folder and decided, well, nice change of pace. But we will hear from the Country Gentleman later in the show, as always. Also there, the Del McCurry, not the Del McCurry Band, but Del McCurry and the Dixie Pals, and we're the original Eli Renfro from the classic Bluegrass CD. Edie Brickell and New Bohemians in there, the title track from their 1991 release, Ghost of a Dog. And we started you off there, Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys doing their version of the old Long Black Veil for you.